Blog Talk Radio.
You know, so Ray Rice's wife went in front of the attorney, and you know, the attorney asked her, "Well, hey, do you want to stay with Ray Rice, or what do you want to do?" And Ray Rice's wife told the attorney, "No, because he beats me." And so the attorney asked her, "Well, who do you want to go stay with?" Ray Rice's wife says, "I want to go stay with the Dallas Cowboys because, from the looks of things, they don't beat anybody." Oh, hey, how's it going, everybody? It is the Greg Squirrel Show on the air. I hope everybody's doing great. Things have been a little hectic around here, so we had to step away for a little while, but we are back. Oh, things are looking good. I am happy to announce that it looks like the 1st of October, we're going to be going back to a full-hour show. So I hope everybody's excited about that. Tell your buddies, tell your friends. Once again, Greg Squirrel Show going to a full hour starting October, whatever the first Monday in October. We'll be there. Everybody, it's been good. A lot of bombs dropping in the NFL today. We'll hit on that. Before we get started, we want to say thank you to all of our great sponsors. We want to say thank you to Max Sunglasses. It's all about the high-tech senses. Max Sunglasses, if you want to get your pair, I can pick you up. $20 a pair, that does include shipping and handling. $20 a pair, or if you want two pairs, I can pick you up for $30. Two pairs, once again, that does include shipping and handling. If you're interested, look up my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, or and I will get you some pictures of what I have in stock, and we will get you the Max Sunglasses. Jason Hendrickson, attorney at law, Oklahoma. Thank you, and a big supporter of the Greg Squirrel Show. Don't forget, got a big Muay Thai tournament coming up at the first weekend of November. Go look up Striking Muay Thai, Striking Fight. Get more information on that big tournament first weekend in November. So check that out. We also want to thank Plant Nutrition, Moxie Nutrition, Nutrition Talk, Live Right Nutrition, and Native Nutrition. That's four. Yeah. I want to say thank you to all those Nutrition Club members of the Herbalife family. If you're interested and losing weight and getting healthy, give me a call, 792-361-007, and I can put you on the road to better health and better nutrition. I've lost 30 pounds, and I feel it good. Still working on losing more. There, when I started my journey, I started out in a 46-weight jean, and last week I got it a 38-weight jean. So if I can do it, you can do it. Herbalife, it's gonna change your life. Yeah. All right. Who else? Cherokee Entertainment. Want to give a shout out to sponsoring the Greg Squirrel Show. He and the boys, Ultimate 80 Art Band, being proud supporters of the Greg Squirrel Show. I'm an all kind of supporters for the Greg World Show. Ah, okay. So, here we go. Step on here on the screen. page so we can talk about what it is that, so to say. In case you haven't heard, these last couple of hours, Baltimore Ravens have released Ray Rice, and the NFL has sent him indefinitely. So there you go. That's that big news coming out of there. What can I say? The Baltimore Ravens, the internal elevator video was released. And so, Baltimore don't play, and they released Ray Rice. So he and then, Baltimore released, he was suspended indefinitely by the NFL. So, I mean, I think it's great. I think it's warranted. I think it's deserving. I mean, the man hit a woman. I don't care what the situation, but the man hit a woman. And, I mean, that's just it. San Francisco 49ers announced that they have released LaMarcus Russell. Is that his name? I'm trying to find it. It just recently came over my news feed. I'm trying to go back and look it up real quick. All right. I can't find it right offhand, but LaMichael James. LaMichael James has been granted his release from the San Francisco 49ers. My question is that a good or bad thing? Not being a 49ers fan, I am not aware of their depth situation. LaMichael James went in, asked for his release, and it was granted. So we'll just have to see how that plays out there in Friscoville. All right. Okay, that was nasty. I did not want to see a picture of a cop working in uniform. Mm-hmm. All right. College football. Penn State University's bowl ban has been lifted after the situation with Jerry Sandusky. The NCAA has lifted the Penn State bowl ban and their scholarship has been reinstated. So there you go. Football. Pat Hayden, athletic director out at USC Southern Cal, has been fined $25,000 for confronting game officials. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott released a statement saying that Hayden's conduct was inappropriate. Such actions by an administrator in an attempt to influence the officiation and ultimately the outcome of a ball game will not be tolerated. Pac-12 also reprimanded USC coach Steve Sarkisian, who had requested Pat Hayden's presence on the sidelines after a series of penalties left him irate at official. Who the hell does USC think they are? They think they're USC, but you're not the USC of old. You're just another football team right now. So you guys start winning again, reclaim the prominence, reclaim the glory of the old USC. That's all you are. just USC. All right. Had an exciting night in Springfield, Missouri, ring announcing for the Adrenaline Fight League. It was their last outdoor event of 2014. Their next event, first weekend of, let me double check that schedule. Yes, the first weekend of November, they'll be at the Shrine Mosque Auditorium. I mentioned earlier about Striking Fights. Their event is the second weekend in November. So if you're a Muay Thai fighter or you have a Muay Thai fight team and you want to participate in that big tournament, that's the second weekend in November. I mentioned it briefly earlier in the show opening, and I do apologize for that. All right, let's make a quick run down the scoreboard for college football week number what? No, that was the second weekend. All right, here we go, back over here. Oklahoma, 52, Tulsa, 7. Kansas State, 32, Iowa State, 28. Nebraska, 31, McNeese State, 24. Wisconsin, 37, Western Illinois, 3. Missouri, 49, Toledo, 24. Bama, 41, Florida Atlantic, nada. Clemson, 73, South Carolina State, 7. USC, 13, Stanford, 10. Mississippi, 41, Vanderbilt, 3. Oregon, 46, Michigan State, 27. South Carolina, 33, East Carolina, 23. Auburn, 59, San Jose State, 13. Arizona State, 58, New Mexico, 23. Louisville, 66, Murray State Racers, 21. Citadel, 12. LSU, 56, Sam Houston State, 0. Baylor, 70, Northwestern State, 6. Texas A&M, 73, Lamar, 3. Notre Dame, 31, Michigan, 0. Really? Okay. North Carolina, 31, San Diego State, 27. Virginia Tech, 35, Ohio State, 21. Memphis, 35, UCLA, 42. That was your top 25 for this weekend. For all you Southeast Conference fans, once again, it looked like this. Arkansas, 73, Nicholls State, 7. Once again, Florida, 49, Toledo, 24. Tennessee, 34, Arkansas State, 19. Bama, 41, Florida Atlantic, 0. Mississippi State, 47, UAB, 34. Kentucky, 20, Ohio, 3. Florida, 65, East Michigan, 0. Mississippi, 41, Vanderbilt, 3. South Carolina, 33, East Carolina, 23, Auburn, 59, San Jose State, 13, LSU, 56, Sam Houston State, 0, and Texas A&M, 73, Lamar, 3. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I watched the first half of a ball game in week one, and I was very excited with what I saw. Keep an eye out, and I'm going to make this prediction right now. Keep an eye out on Navy. Okay? Keep an eye out on Navy. And this is why. The first week one of the season, Navy, for one half of football, gave for their money. Or USC, Ohio State run for their money. Ohio State did it just that halftime, came back, won the game. Let me see here. Let me pull up my counter here. Where's it at? Oh, come on. But, yeah. So, that first weekend, are they still listed under independence? I guess so. But it was 4 of the 17 first weekend. And for one half of football, Navy was giving Ohio State a run for their money. And everybody said Buckeyes struggled So, but then I wish I had, here it is. At halftime, it was Navy 14. Second half, like I said, Ohio State opened up the playbook and ended up winning the game. But this is why I'm saying keep an eye on Navy. They come back the next week. They came back Saturday for week two and defeated Temple 31-24. So I'm calling that my dark horse team 2014 football season as far as college football. They run the old triple option, and they run it good. So anyway, keep an eye on Navy. Let's take a look at the top 25 schedule for this coming weekend. We'll look at the you got number 25 BYU at Houston. That's a Thursday night contest. We got a Friday night special. Baylor taking on Buffalo. Saturday, you got number 4 Oklahoma against Tennessee. You got UCLA against Texas. West Virginia against East Carolina. UCF at Missouri. Kent State at Ohio State. Louisville 21, Virginia at Virginia. Wyoming at the Ducks. Georgia at South Carolina. Louisiana Lafayette at Ole Miss. Army at Stanford. Southern Miss at Bama. Louisiana Monroe at LSU. Purdue at Notre Dame. Are they back? Where's my Notre Dame fans? Is the Irish back? Number 9, USC against Boston College. Rice at Texas A&M. Arizona State at South Carolina. Let's jump over. We're going to look at the Big Ten and the Southeast Conference. Let's jump to the Big Ten, or the Big 12. My bad. As I mentioned, Baylor at Buffalo. You got Arkansas at Texas Tech, Tennessee at Oklahoma, UCLA at Texas, West Virginia at Maryland, Kansas at Duke, Iowa State at Iowa. That's always a big one every year. Minnesota at TCU, and University of Texas San Antonio at Oklahoma State. Keep an eye on UTSA, too. They gave Arizona a good fight last Thursday. Keep an eye on them, too. That's your Big 12 matchup. Let's jump over, look at the Southeast Conference. Once again, as I mentioned, Arkansas, Texas, Tennessee, and Oklahoma. UCF, University of Central Florida at Missouri. UMass at Vanderbilt. Georgia at South Carolina. Louisiana Lafayette at Mississippi. Or Ole Miss, Mississippi State at South Alabama, Southern Miss, Alabama, Louisiana Monroe at LSU, Kentucky at Florida, Rice at Texas A&M. That's your football rundown. All right. Either there's not a lot going on in MMA right now, or I'm just not keeping big enough, keeping track. That's the big pictures. I don't know. Like I say, I just happened to have the pleasure of being in Springfield, Missouri, Saturday night for the Adrenaline Fight League. Great show up there. They had one title fight, which was for the middle super flyweight title, I believe it was. I'll have the results on the Wednesday show right back here, 3 o'clock Wednesday. My good friends, Tony and Darlene, owner and promoters for Extreme Fighting, Inc., had a big show in Portsmouth, Arkansas, Saturday night. I hope to get a hold of my buddy Clint Davis, get him on the air so he can exude his pearls of wisdom and drop us some results from Extreme Fighting, Inc., Saturday night show. Many other shows going on in the area. If there's any other promoters out there that want to promote their promotion, promote their event, you are welcome to come on the Greg Squirrel Show, and we will pimp and promote your event. vent. Oh, all right. Like I said, I'm looking down the MMA page. Ben Askren wanting to fight Johnny Hendricks. I think that's going to be a hell of a fight if that ever takes, if and when that fight takes place. I think that's going to be a great show. UFC has confirmed that Shogun Rua and Jimmy Manoa will headline their November 8th UFC event. I believe that's UFC Fight Night. So that's what's going on out there. So once again, I'm giving a shout out. Let's do this. Why are people? I love some of my friends out there to death, but why are they saying that the penalty is too harsh against Ray Rice? I'm not going to name names, but the one comment says, yes, Ray Rice was dead wrong, that he should have been punished properly in the first place. Now all you see is the video, and you think he is so wrong, or he was so wrong before the video, should not change. Goodell dropped the ball on this one. I'm sorry. Dude, I love you to death. But you hit a woman, pay the price. I'm sorry. I was raised, you do not hit a woman. So, I mean, I don't think the punishment is too harsh. The original punishment was based on incomplete video evidence. Well, now the video evidence is complete. I mean, all we saw before was from outside the elevator. Well, now we've seen the video from inside the elevator. And I think it's perfect. He's been fired by his team, which is great. It's about time people stand up. And then now he's been suspended indefinitely by the NFL. I think it's worthy. They're standing. It's about they're finally standing up to their no domestic violence policy. We got about 8 minutes. I'm going to put this on Facebook real quick. Been so long, I even forgot my number. 323. Hold on a minute. We got a caller. I'm going to get them real quick here. I wasn't paying attention to the switchboard, and I'm sorry. All right. Let's go forward to the board. We got a caller here on the Greg Squirrel Show. You got 6 minutes. Speak your piece.
Well, hello there, Mr. Greg. This is Granny.
Well, hey. Hey, Granny Holster. How you doing?
I'm good. That's my new phone number, by the way, that you're seeing.
Oh, is that
so.
Your... Well, that's why I didn't recognize it. I'm sorry.
That's why you didn't recognize it, so.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Granny. We've never talked to Granny Holkster about football. It's always been about pro wrestling, which is her specialty.
Well, we talk about football sometimes, too, you know, so.
And she has her show on Sunday night. Pimp your show real quick, Granny Holkster.
Yes, On and Beyond the Mat, 10 p.m. Central Time on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday night. Our host is Terry Pantera. Co-host is Cole Crittenden, and I just kind of run the switchboard for them. And last night was kind of a unique show because we were actually all on the road. David and I went to the W Wrestling for a Cause show over in Skytook, Oklahoma, the Fight for Sean last night. And then, of course, Terry and Cole and Stepstool Tommy D had actually been to Mid-South down in Oklahoma City, so we were all traveling on the road last night. So I actually had to have a friend run the switchboard for me last night because I didn't get home in time to get the show going up and going. So it was kind of a unique show last night.
All right. So let me ask you this. Ray Rice, running back for the Baltimore Ravens, kind of got a little trouble a while back for hitting his future wife. And we only saw what was going on outside of the situation. Well, today, new video was leaked showing on what happened inside the situation, and it comes out there was a lot more to it than what everybody originally knew about. And because of that, Ray Rice has been fired by the Baltimore Ravens. He was cut, he is kicked off the team, which I think is perfect. And he's also been suspended indefinitely by the NFL. It's about time an organization, company, whatever, is standing up to their domestic violence policy, and they're putting the foot down, showing these professional athletes that you can't do stuff and get by with it just because you're a professional athlete. They're finally starting to hold them accountable. What's your opinion, Granny Holster?
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I think they should be held accountable for what they do. I mean, because like I said, you just don't hit a woman. Now, that being said, you know, I was abused and beat up on when I was married to my first husband. So, you know, you just don't do that. I mean, that's just wrong. And I think they made the right decision. I think he should be held accountable for what he did.
Right. Okay. So let me ask you this question. This is what a lot of people are making the comments about. What is the fact that they've increased the punishment because more of it has come out? Now, do you think that's right, or do you think the original punishment should have been good enough?
Well, I, you know, didn't see the video, obviously, so I really, you know, it's kind of hard for me to judge that. But, hypothetically speaking, if they found more evidence than what they originally found, yes, I think it. If they needed to add more punishment to the crime or whatever, I mean, then I don't see a problem with that. But there again, like I said, speaking to somebody that has been abused, you know,
it's not fun.
Of course, right. My husband wasn't a football player, you know, either, but he was just ordinary, you know, nobody important, nobody special, but he got away with a lot more than he should have gotten away. I mean, my husband did. So, you know, I think that's right for what they did. I mean, I don't see, you know, people, they can gripe and complain all they want, but if they don't fully understand the situation or if they've never been put in that kind of situation or never dealt with that kind of situation, I don't see how they fully can just, you know, if they're just mad because they fired him because he's a football player. Well, I'm sorry, you know, whether you're a football player, a professional wrestler, a basketball player, a baseball player, whoever, yeah, you're an athlete, but you're a person just like everybody else. And
yeah. Hey, Granny Holster,
you know,
let me do this. Ladies and gentlemen, check with us. This is the Greg Squirrel Show. Okay. The recorder was running out, so because we just did a 30-minute show right now. So we still got the recorder going for another 15 minutes, so we can kind of talk about this behind the scenes here, and people can hear it on the archive. So you agree that the punishment is fitting the crime?
Well, yes, because, I mean, because like I said, you know, you have just ordinary, you know, John Smith out there that's just, you know, just an ordinary person, you know, who's not a professional athlete, and they beat up their wife or their girlfriend or their kid or whatever, you know, they get punished. But why should they make that penalty less lenient just because that person's a professional athlete? You know, I mean, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, as far as I'm concerned, like the old saying goes. I mean, they're a person too. They did wrong, just like, you know, ordinary Joe out there, you know. They shouldn't be treated any different just because they're a professional athlete. If they do wrong, then they should be treated accordingly to the situation. And if they found more evidence on that situation, then yes, they need to do what's right and make it right, because, you know, like I said, I mean, people nowadays, and this has been happening for a long time, people get away with a lot of stuff that they shouldn't get away with.
I've said that for a long time, that especially professional athletes, professional pro actors, celebrities in general, let's just bundle them all up,
mm-hmm.
celebrities, especially on a pro celebrity. I mean, look at the stuff Justin Bieber has done. And yeah, his little punk butt's not in jail. I guarantee you, if you or me or any normal Joe Blow on the street had gone out and done half the stuff that Justin Bieber has done, our butts would be in jail for life.
That's right. I mean, they shouldn't just slap their hands and slap them on the wrist and say, oh, you know, don't do this again, because if you show up in my courtroom again, I'm really going to have to punish you next time. That's like telling your kid, that's like, you know, letting your kid get away with something wrong. You know, your kid does something wrong, and you say, oh, no, you know, if you do that one more time, I'm going to have to spank you, you know. Well, you know, they're going to test these people just because they think they're a celebrity or a football or what, you know, celebrity in general, like you said. They think that they can get away with everything because they got the money, they got the lawyers, they got, you know, whatever. They did the crime. They, you know, they made their bed, they got a lie in it. And if they did wrong, they should be treated accordingly to what they did. I mean, it shouldn't matter that, you know, they're making $1 million a year, you know, from making movies or TV shows or sports or whatever. You know, like you said, if it was just one of us and we did something wrong, we'd be in jail.
Oh, exactly.
They would lock us up and throw away the key, you know.
I think it started in the NBA when the big mouth owner of the L.A. Clippers made the comment he made. NBA finally stood up and said, enough is enough. We're going to find you. We're forcing you to sell your team. We do not want you associated with our product. And now I think the NFL, starting with Baltimore, is saying, hey, you beat somebody, whether it's on camera, off camera, whatever. I don't care if it was on video or what. The fact that more to it has come out, there was more to it than what everybody originally known about, I think the crime is very appropriate. It's about time NFL team owners and the NFL, whoever, is stepping up, growing some balls, and telling their players, you are going to conduct yourself accordingly. You are going to live how we expect you to live. If you want to beat on your wife, if you want to do drugs or whatever, you're going to go somewhere else and do it. But you're not going to be part of the Baltimore Ravens and do that crap. So my hat's off to the Ravens. My hat's off to the NFL for standing up to these pro athletes saying, you are just because you're an athlete, you are not going to get by with this crap. You are going to conduct yourself accordingly. Kids are looking up to you. And you need to be a good example. It's kind of like the conversation I got involved with a guy at the barbershop with a couple of days ago. He still drinks the Bobby Petrino Gatorade. And like I told him, man, I give Bobby Petrino all the credit in the world. He's a good football coach. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking that away from Bobby Petrino. He is a heck of a football coach. But the bottom line is he cheated on his wife. Then he turned around and tried to lie about it and cover it up.
Exactly.
I have multiple sources inside the University of Arkansas that told me there was a plan on the table for Bobby Petrino to keep his coaching job at Arkansas, but he refused to accept the punishment that the University of Arkansas was going to sit down, that he had to meet. He refused to accept that punishment. His bonus was going to be pulled back. He wasn't going to get his coaching bonus. But because of his ego, he turned it down and said no. So the University of Arkansas had no choice but you're out of here. Here's my second point to this. You know, do you want your son, would you want Anthony, if your Anthony was a top caliber athlete with the ability to go to college, play football, and possibly make a good life for himself, would you want him around a coach that's an admitted cheater, an admitted liar, because he tried to cover it up? Is that the kind of coach you want working with the young men or athletes around the country? Is that the kind of guy you want working with him?
I wouldn't.
Exactly. I know I wouldn't. You know, but there's so many people out there that think, well, they think this, they think that. They're like, you know, everybody does it. Yeah, maybe everybody does it, but it's about time that people be held accountable.
Somebody stands up and makes it right.
Yeah.
So,
Granny, I love having you on the show. I know you wanted to call in and talk about wrestling.
Oh, that's all right.
But maybe Thursday or the Wednesday show, or maybe on the Friday show, we can get you in here and we can talk about some wrestling.
I was gonna call in around my birthday time, and I just got busy and everything going on. I just didn't get the chance to. I just, you know, had a birthday, the 29th of August, so, you know, it was and Clint Davis, God love him, you know how much we all love Clint Davis. You know, he posted a thing on my timeline, and he says, I forgot to wish Granny Holster a happy birthday, and I feel absolutely horrible about it. You know, it wasn't intentional. You know, it was unintentional. I felt horrible about it. And I said, that's so sweet. Thank you, Clint Davis, you know. And our good friend Rich Rude, he says, if a wrestling event fails to book, including parentheses, to book Granny Holster and Clint Davis to sit in a front row at an event, it's just not the same. And then he put hashtag best fans ever in all capital letters. So, you know. So.
Well, Granny Holster, I apologize for not getting your birthday too. Everything's kind of been in flux. Everything's kind of been in a crazy flux around here, so we are just now getting, you know, the show back on the air. I was originally going to hold off until October, the 1st of October, to start going back to a full hour. But with everything taking off like it is after today, we may have to do that earlier. So I'm going to delay judgment on that, and we may be going back to a full hour before the 1st of October. But Granny Holster, I appreciate you calling in as always, and we're going to get off here, and you have a great week, and if you want to call back call back in later in the week, and we'll discuss our happenings in the WWE and TNA and all that fun stuff. All right, everybody, Granny Holster in the house. If you see Clint Davis, kick him in the butt, tell him Greg Skrull says hi.
All right, have a good one. Bye.
Hey, we will see everybody else Wednesday right here on the Greg Skrull Playmate, that beautiful Phoenix City. Bye.